from a downpour.
But I'm here with Michael McIntyre. I've grabbed him by the ear and dragged him out. I saw the show the other night. Fantastic.
The sun's shining.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
What?
We're 3 minutes from a downpour.
We better be quick then. You're looking fresh and wonderful. You're obviously staying in the Temperance Society during your festival run.
Yeah. Do I have coffee breath?
No, do I? Why?
Sure?
Do I?
No, I just had a coffee. I feel in it. Because, you know, because this whole podcast has to be quite close.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is... enjoying it in a strange way.
So how did you enjoy my show?
I thought your show was great. It was brilliant, very, very funny. I love the way you interact with the audience, although I was nervous in the front row.
Yeah, well, because I saw you and I recognise you, because you're a legend in these parts. Everyone knows you. Do people know you? Because Fiona was saying, our mutual friend was saying that people do a lot of double taking. When they see you.
I'm supposed to be interviewing you. Do you get more double taking? It's bizarre, yes.
Do people come up to you and go, who are you?
Or they stare at me and then they come up and they go, you know, you drink far too much and I feel sorry for your family.
Because they remember.
Yeah, they remember all the negative things, you know.
When I went to Edinburgh Zoo, I was getting an ice cream and the guy sent the ice cream and went, who are you? I know you. I've seen you on something. Who are you? You're a comedian? What's your name? So I was like, oh, it's just so embarrassing to me because, you know, it just underlines that you're not doing quite as well as you'd hoped, that you have to reveal your name. So I negotiated some free ice creams.
Did you?
I said, you give me these ice creams for free and I'll show you some ID.
I have to say, with a name like McIntyre, clearly you must have some Scottish blood in you, and you've just proved it by doing a negotiation like that.
I do. Well, yes, because the Scots are good with money, aren't they?
Very
do you know
good.
They invented the cheque?
No,
they're this true story. I love that whole concept. No. Just like, I'll pay you, but guess a couple of days.
So where's the McIntyre from then?
4 working days, I'll have the money.
Yeah, and look, everybody else in the world went for it.
McIntyre, yeah, it's a great thing. It's embarrassing though when you get the check out when you're paying for something, because people know you're doing it because you don't have the money yet. You just things are coming out, things are coming in. This has got a guarantee on it. You can trust that, you know, these people will back me up. They're called Abbey National.
That's right.
To the tune of £100. So yeah, I think there's some Scottish in me. My I don't know who they were. My grandparents, my father's side, a Scottish Canadian. So I think they were... Well, they weren't Scottish Canadian first. They were Scottish first.
Yes, and
then they moved to Canada.
They diluted.
And they took the McIntyre name with them. And beyond that, I've got no idea. But yeah, there is Scottish in me, I presume. In fact, I this is a bit of a sad point, but I did scatter my father's ashes. He's not dead, he's just a heavy smoker. No, he is.
That's
sorry.
That's terrible.
No, he is. I don't know why I made a joke like that. And he was a heavy smoker. In here, on Arthur's seat.
Oh,
it's a true story, yeah.
But did you request that?
No. No. He said, under no circumstances do I ever want to go back there. My ancestors were right to leave. But, you know, just for a hoot. No, we actually didn't make any requests because it was a sudden thing. And then we thought, you know... it seemed quite fitting because Edinburgh was quite special to me, and he had Scottish ancestors, and we were nowhere near Canada.
Yeah.
So we came up here and went on Arthur's seat, and which is always a hard walk. And there's always old people that overtake you because there are old people, really old walkers that are really fit. And I'm just like, I'm coughing up blood, and these old people just in their big walking boots just go past you, like, and you feel that really annoying, really out of shape.
Oh.
So we did that, and.
Gosh, so other than that, I guess that means that Edinburgh has got a special place in its, you know, in your heart.
Yeah, I don't actually thought of that until just now, I suppose.
You're not very deep then.
Deep down. Well, no. The wind changed as well when my stepmother, and it blew all over her face. It was an odd moment. But, so yes, Edinburgh has always been special to me, as have roadworks on podcasts.
Yeah, I just realised that. We now have a driller killer around the corner.
Such attention seekers.
So you'll be back next year. Will we see you
during
your national tour that you're doing?
Edinburgh's lovely. Although a sign of success is the assembly rooms. I don't know whether I'm going to do them, but because the assembly rooms are here on George Street, and then you live in the New Town, which is so beautiful. And it's just like, the better you do in comedy, the less you go to the old town. The old town's just full of upstarts flying. Whereas over here, everyone's at Glass Thompson having lattes, going to the assembly rooms. All their gigs have chandeliers. And the ceilings are so high, I can't even, you know what I mean? You can't even see the ceiling. How high can a ceiling be?
I think you're going to have to move here, actually.
Well, I would move here if it was... half an hour to London on the train. No, yeah. I'd love to. Well, I did live here for a bit at university, and it's just a magnificent place. But I'm upset to find out that it's not cheap.
No, sadly, it's not.
That was always the real highlight. Yeah. Is that, you know, compared to London, it was cheap, but yeah, everyone's cottoning on here, and it's getting really expensive. But you know what's driving me crazy?
What?
The traffic lights. They take ages. Seriously, you live with it, so you don't know.
No.
About 10 minutes, they go red, and you have to sit. I siesta at the traffic lights. They take absolutely ages. No, I'm very worried.
You never notice.
I'm very worried that if I stayed here, I'd get hit by. That's the word here, isn't it? In Scottish, you don't say live, you say stay.
Right, that's
where are you staying?
Uh-huh.
Stay there. It's quite aggressive, isn't it? Where are you staying at the moment? Where are you staying? Where do you stay? It's like, well, I live. And, no, don't live. You stay. Just stay there. Can I live here? No, you can't live. You can stay here for a bit and then move on. Just don't pay my check.
Your Scottish accent's excellent. It's been a pleasure.
Well, that's not actually me. That's my. Because this is a podcast, I bring a Scot in to do all my Scot bits.
God, I'm never going to notice the joy neither. But listen, Michael, thanks for speaking
to me
today. Yeah, you're a delight.
Please come to my show. If
you can get a ticket, it's sold out.
No, chance. Towns. And a special offer for everyone who read Alison's column. If you want to come to my show, full price. buy one, get one. Buy one, get
one. For
the
same price again.
Yeah. Buy one.
Good.
You can buy two for the price of two. That's a good offer, isn't it?
Yeah, so the Scots blood rampaging around that body. Thank you very
no
much
concessions.
Indeed, Michael. Continued success. Thank you.